Jim Shulman first.
This is our chesed.
Marba Reyes, if you want to know. Right. Homer Rabbi Yechonim Shum Rabbi Yossi. Minayin Shakodesh Baruch Hu Mitzpalo. It's Hakodesh Baruch Hu himself also davens. This is very schwer. What does he mean Hakodesh Baruch Hu davens? We'll soon see what he says. But the Indian is, they always speak out here, that really Hakodesh Baruch Hu wants to do chesed to everybody. But there's a mitzvah. If you do mitzvahs, you get char. If you do aveiros, you get a meinish. So mitzad adin, Hashem can't give you everything He wants to, because you've been not roy to mekabel dashpo. He can't give it to you. But there's a midah for rachma from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He doesn't look at the din, and even though more you don't deserve something, still He gives it to you. So that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillah. His tefillah is that He Himself should be knowing that His midah for rachmin should work over the midah adin. That means Hashem wants to give us everything, but we have to be roy to mekabel it. But certain times, even though we're not roy, still Hashem gives it to us. So the Gemara says, "The Gemara Nazareth Baruch Hu Mitzvah Shenema." The pasuk says, "Vavi Yosim Al Har Kodeshi V'Simasti V'Beit Tfilosi." Is it says Tfilosi? My Tfilah, Hashem is saying. Tfilosim Lo Nemer doesn't say your Tfilah, El Tfilosi. Mikasha Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzvah. Kodesh Baruch Hu alone davens. So the Gemara, my Matzli, like, what does Hashem daven? How could Hashem daven? Omer Rav Zutra Batuvia. Omer Rav. What does Hashem say? Yihirotzei Melufonai Sheyich Peshu Rachami Eskasi. If my midas harachamim should take over my kaf, v'yigoylu rachamei al midoysay, and again my rachamim should go over my midoysay, v'yitznagin b'ni, ashbinay with Klal Yisrael, v'midas rachamim, v'yikon ha'islam lefnei meshur sadin. As Amish is pshat, that Hashem wants to give us toivah, just if there's a midas sadin, if a person does have eris, Hashem can't give you toivah, He has to give you this. Just amol, his mezgabra, that's midas harachamim, goes over the midas sadin. That's what he's mispalo. So the Gemara Tanya, Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, Pamachas nichnasti lahakti k'teris lefnayim lefnim. In fact, he was a Kohen Gadol. And once he went in to bring the k'teris in lefnayim lefnim, for he see and he saw there a kasriel ko Hashem tzavokis. They say a kasriel, the Shita said that's one of the shemis of Hashem. So exactly what this means we don't know, but he like saw a kodesh Hashem there. Shu yoshev a kisei ron v'nisa. Hashem was sitting on the kisei ron v'nisa. The Omali, the Kodesh Baruch Hu told to Rabbi Shmuel, Yishmuel b'ni b'cheni. It's the Kodesh Baruch Hu told Yishmuel, go and give me a bruch. Is Amati loy, why did Rabbi Shmuel tell the Kodesh Baruch Hu this tefillah? Yirotem lefonecho, sheyich b'shu rachamecha kascho. V'yigurlo rachamecha, midoitzecho, v'ayta rachamim sh'viyovi yimidois, v'tisnagim bonecha b'midas rachamim. You should be knowing what Klal Yisrael b'midas rachamim. V'tikones lem lefnei meshur sadin, and be nice with them, lefnei meshur sadin, even though they don't deserve the chesed or the toiva, still give them toiva, give them chesed. And the Gemara says, v'nena liberashay, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu like shook his head to me, like he was masked into the tefillah, tap Rashi, v'nena liberashay, Rashi k'moida, b'ibrichosi v'yayin omen, as if the Kodesh Baruch Hu himself said omen to this bracha. So the Gemara, k'mashma, what does last that the Kodesh Baruch Hu like shook his head? Shleite v'irchas head yit kala b'necha. Mizmadach HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mekabel this bracha from Rabbi Yossi, which k'neged Hashem, he's only a hedyot, so now to us, anybody that gives you a bracha should always thank him for it. He could be the biggest hedyot, the smallest person, but a bracha is still a bracha. Now from this Gemara, the Nefesh HaChayim, Boizoy, what's the pshat in the word Baruch? Every bracha we say, Baruch HaTzor Hashem. So big machleik exactly what is the type, what does Baruch mean? Some say Baruch means to give a blessing to. But they don't say it doesn't pass us to give a blessing to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Who are we to bless the Kodesh Baruch Hu? So Nefesh Chaim says, Baruch is from the Russian Ribui, a lot. We want our Kodesh Baruch Hu Tashpoh to come down to us a lot. That's every tefillah of Baruch. Hey, Baruch HaTzor Hashem means the Baruch from the Russian Ribui. I want you, our Kodesh Baruch Hu, to be Mitzraba, like come close to him, come more and more to us. And he buys us from this Gemara. That was this tefillah. Kodesh Baruch Hu told Rabbi Shmuel, give me a Baruch. What kind of bracha did he say back to him? He said this tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have more shaychus, more rachamim, like more hashpah to Klal Yisrael. That's the taish of a bracha all over. Bracha means we want your hashpah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu come more and more and more to us. That means give us more taiva taiva. I don't deserve it, so with midas harachamim we'll get it. And that's the taish of every baruch. Baruch HaTzor Hashem means you Hashem, your hashpah that comes in this world should be misraba. There should be more and more and more of it. Right, the Yomer Reb Yechon and Mishum Reb Yosi, Minayim Shem Ratzim Leliyodim B'Shav Kasei. If you have an argument with somebody and he's angry at you, you shouldn't go over right now to try to be mafayis to make up with him.
Because you know right now he's not going to listen to you, like wasting your time. You're better off waiting a day or two until he calms down, and then you go over to him. So you see, the first time Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Tona Yehu, let my face go by, Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Dani Chayti Lecho, and then I'll leave you time, like then I'll come back to you. Mashma now Kodesh Baruch Hu was the cast. So Kodesh Baruch Hu, don't come talk to me now, wait until my cast goes away, and then I'll talk with you. So tomorrow, oh, what does the pasuk mean? Amala Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe, hintingly, wait for me, Ashiyavru Ponim Shalzoam, until my ponim, we'll soon see, Kodesh Baruch Hu gets angry 1 second throughout the day, V'yaniach Lecho, and then I'll come and talk to you. So you see, when Kodesh Baruch Hu is angry, Moshe shouldn't talk to Hashem then. So what then, when any person is angry at you, don't try and be mepayis him then, wait till he calms down first. So the Gemara, Miko, Rizko, Kamili, Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Kodesh Baruch Hu get angry at all. And the Gemara, in, yes, Titania, that says in the Pasuk, until him, V'keel Zoyam B'chol Yoyim. The Kodesh Baruch Hu gets angry every day. Because the Gemara of Akama Zomai, how long is he angry? Rega. The Kama Rega, exactly how long is a Rega? We always say Rega means a second. The Gemara says even that's too much. Hashem is not angry really for a second. No Echod 1, Mechameshes Ribuya, 50,000, Ushmoina Salofim and 80, Ushmoina Salofim 8,000, 58,000, Ushmoina Meos 800, Ushmoina Mishmoina 88 for sure. Of an hour. So it comes out to come out a quarter of a second, maybe even a little bit less than that. That's how long Kadosh Baruch Hu was angry. So the Gemara Vizuhi Rega, that's called the Rega that Hashem gets angry. So the Gemara of Ein Kol Beria Yechol Lachavenei Tishur. Nobody knows exactly when that second is. We'll soon see what's Mageya, Chutz Mi Bilam Arosha, only Bilam Arosha. That was the Koyach of Bilam. Bilam had a Koyach to know when Hashem gets angry. And Pashtetzich, the second Hashem is angry, if you want to curse somebody, Hashem will listen to that Klola. Like he's angry at Klal Yisrael then. So if you want to give a klola, that's the second to listen. So that was Bilam's klal. He knew when Hashem gets angry. At that second, he gave a klola, so Hashem listened to the klola. Dichsiv Devi Yadeya Das Elyon. That Bilam knew Das Makadosh Baruch Hu. So at Gemara Kasha, what does he mean he knew Hashem? Hashta Das Emtoi Loi Heviyod. They didn't know that Das was on Behema. Das Elyon Heviyod. He would know the Das of Elyon. How is that possible? Ela Malame. So your day alacha ben nois to show. I tell you, could hop over. Get over there. Yes. Ela malam nei show your day alacha ben nois to show. So Kodesh Baruch Hu koyes bo. His Bilam didn't know his own animal even. So bad he didn't know the leaders of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So his Bilam's whole koyach was he knew to recognize this 1 second when Hashem was angry. So then Bilam gave a call and punk then Hashem listened. So the more about Hainu Diyomalu Novili Yisrael. Ami, Ekla Yisrael, Zuchono, remember, Mayoiz Bolot Melech Moyev. What Bolot, what his Machshava was. His Machshava was to give a klala when Hashem got angry. The more Mayim Laman Da, Tidkus Hashem, there was, as Kodesh Baruch Hu did tremendous tzedek, stuck it with us, what was it? Amri Abloza, Amulam Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Hashem is telling us, the U. Kama tzitzayt osisi mochem, how much tzedakah I did with you. Shalai ka'asti b'yemei Bilam Arosha. At that time, when Bilam went to give clothes to Klal Yisrael, the reason why it wasn't chal, because punk those days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't get angry. Shalmolei ka'asti, because Hashem would have gotten angry then, when Nishtayim his name shall Yisrael through the Poland. Lashon Netrikin. So Neim really means the Klal Yisrael itself. It means nobody from Klal Yisrael would have stayed alive. Hey, the Bilam would have been mechavin, or Hashem would have been angry that day when Bilam made his klolom, the whole Klal Yisrael would have been killed out. That's the chesed that Hashem did, that punk those days, Hashem didn't get angry. Okay. That's what Bilam answered back to Bolak. Hey, what kind of klolom could I do if a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't get angry? I mean, punk these days, Hashem didn't get angry. Hashem didn't get angry. I can't do anything. All those days that Bilam went to give klolas, till then Hashem didn't get angry. Now the Gemara says, Nachamo, the kama zomai, how long does he get angry? Rega. One rega. The kama rega, amravavin vitame ravavin, the rega kimimra. The rega, the way we say it, means 1 second. So, of course, the Bissamadim, before the Gemara said, it's 58,888. Now the Gemara is saying it's one rega. The Gemara says that before the Gemara says the exact cheshbin, how long it is. Now the Gemara is just saying, just like in Kurt, to know, how long does Hashem get angry? A rega.
Still a bit of modern.
Kamehameha mean, like we said before, 158, whatever, Kamehameha, like you said?
Maybe. Yeah, sure. The Mubarak and Dragon Kamehameha, maybe. And the Gros Gorn, not that. The Gros Gorn Kamehameha means what people say, like one regga. Because the Gemara, Uminola on the regga, Rosak, where's the psukkim that Hashem gets angry one regga every day? Shinema ki regga pa'apoy chayin birtoine. His regga pa'apoy, one regga, Hashem is ba'apoy with anger. The boy is saying, Lihocho, Chavi, kama regga ad yavar zon. He says, wait 1 second until Hashem's zon will go away. For the Gemara is the aim of Rosak. It's for us to know. How are we going to know when Hashem gets angry? We'll soon see Spageya. If you want to give somebody a klola, so curse him at this second. So how do we know which second of the day Hashem gets angry? Omer Abaye Bahane Tlosi Shor Kamaisa, out of the first 3 hours of the day. Ki Chiyura Karbalosa Tanagoyla. As the beak of the chicken is white. Vekoi Achad Karim, stands on one leg. Freddy Gemara Kol Shosu V'Shosu Nami Koi Hochi. That's no Chiddush, stands on one leg a long time. And Kol Shos, and the Gemara Kol Shos is Bei Shiraiku, Sumke. Every time in the white beak, there's one strip of red there. There's a red strip there. So he shows that this 1 second, less Beishiraika, Sumkoi. Hey, this red streak goes away. The kids, if you watch the chicken throughout the first 3 hours of the day, and you see the red spot go away, that's the second Hashem gets angry. But the more male, Maisa, who Tzeduki, the heavy Bishop of Yisrael, the heavy Shur Belevi. There was a Tzeduki, and the Yisrael Belevi's Tzeviva and his Shochin, his neighbor, have become a tzar to the kroy. And Tzuki used to say that take the psukim and chumash and ask kashas on them and give them hard time. Is Yoy Mechoda, so Yeshua Belevi got sick of this guy. They wanted to get rid of him already. So what did he do? Shokel Tanagreli took his chicken, the Yukme Ben Kari put it by his bed, the Arsa, he tied it onto his bed post. The Ayin Bur, and he looked at it. Say that for the first 3 hours he kept to look at the chicken, saw where he thought. He shows will come that 1 second that the red will go away. I'll tell you, I'll curse this Tzeduki and Mail will die then. So the Gemara Kimot Ishosa came that second night and he fell asleep. His punk that second he fell asleep in the Shul Belevi. So he said to himself, Omar Shmamino Lavurcha Ayil Nevrochi. It's not nice to do this. It's not nice to give a klolo that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should go and give an onish to somebody. It's not nice to do that. Why? The Pasuk says, for Rachma v'kol ma'is of Tziv. Yishar Rachmonos on everybody. Hog Tziv gan enosh le tzadik loy toif. It's not nice to get a tzadik shouldn't give a Russia an oynish. Gan enosh le tzadik loy toif. It's not even good if a tzadik gets an oynish. It's not good to get oynish. So here the Gemara doesn't say too much. I think later on the Gemara says that the ma'is of what? He should be mispal that he should do tshuva. Not that he should be mispal that he should die, but better be mispal somebody should do tshuva. That's the way. That was ma'is of Bruya, right. That's what she told her, that's what she told her husband, Remeya. See, also, it wasn't nice to daven to Hashem, Hashem should kill him. Moratona Mishmei, the Rebbe Meir. He says another Shia. Vishra Shachama Zarechas, when the sun is shining, the whole Malchim Mizruch Amarav Menichim Kisrayim Vrashayim, all the kings put their crowns on the head. O Mishtachvim, the Chama, they bow down to the Avodah Zarah, the Chama, Miyad Koyim. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. He answers the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's the second one the Kodesh Baruch Hu gets angry. But, Tu Yomu Rav Yechna Mishum Rav Yaisi, Toivo Ma'adas Achas, Belibo Shalodom, Ma'adas means a Lashon Achno, the Masho says. If you yourself feel bad, as you realize you did something bad, then you want to do tshuva about it. But in your lane, you have bad feelings in your heart. That's better, Yaisi Mikama Malkis. Whether somebody's a son hidden, you give your malchus. The calls them on your stock, you hold, you didn't do wrong, you don't know what you did wrong, you're not going to do tshuva. But if you yourself have achno, that's the best thing. Shinema v'rod for esmo yaveho. V'yomro elcho, I'll go back, elcho, I'll go, v'yeshuva, I'll return. Elisha, Rishon, it's quite all the same this. I'll return back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my first bow. Ki toivli oz meyata. It's better to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu than now Klai Yisrael was with the Avodah Zarah. Reshloka Shomar, Yoisemi Meya Malkis, is better than 100 Malkis. Shinema Tachas Goro, the Nevin, Mehaka is still Meya. It's better, the fact you feel a little bit bad, more than giving 100 Malkis. Hey, take the Chuvriz, believe Shalad, and the person self feels dead inside. Shrashi, Amados Achas, Lushin Ridui, Bachno. A person's Machni himself puts himself down. Shodom Som Ali Bernaylov.
he himself realized he did something bad and he wanted to do tshuva, that's better than 100 makas. Rostas nevet rashi kishetiro, shenoi zer, tosam aliba lemer osher velisha rishin. And Klai Yisrael did avoid the Zorah. And then they saw they weren't gaining from it, they said, we'll go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitachas gora b'meivin, tachas gora b'odom. Meivin toiva mahakas tzul meyiz. It's better if a person realizes himself in getting 100 makas. Tachas tatam l'mala, tachas atzofa. Right. V'yom Rav Yechne Mishrim Rav Yosi. Shleisha dvorim b'kesh moish m'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His moish asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu three things. V'nosan loy, the Kodesh Baruch Hu answered him. V'kei she'tishra shchina Yisrael, sh'v'nosan loy she'nemra le'belech t'chri monu. The Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't go with us to fly Yisrael. V'kei she'tishra shchina aloy v'kechazim, he wanted that the goyim should not have the shchina, and also v'nosan loy. She'nemra v'nofnino ani v'yamecha. That I'll make a difference between Klai Yisrael and the goyim. So they didn't have the shchina.
What? This is forever.
Huh?
This is forever.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Vikesh le'diyah drachos la'kodesh Baruch Hu. His Moshe wanted to know the drachim of Hashem. He always say there are 50 midas of chokhmah, and this is the Shar Nun. The 50th Shar is to know klod the drachim of Hashem. That means that anything happens, we see the tiber in it, we see what's good about it. That's called the 50th Shar of chokhmah. That means even though to us it looks bad, but really there's a reason why it's being done. And if you have this 50th chokhmah, you know why it's good. And the Moshe said, Mepharshim say, Rabbi Kiva had this chokhmah. Some say Mosunsi, some say Moshe didn't have this Chochmah. So the Medrash says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, give the Torah, Moshe said, send it beyond somebody else. And the Medrash says that was beyond Rabbi Kiva. Because Rabbi Kiva had this 50th Madrega Chochmah, he saw everything what Hashem did, how it was good. So a lot of mice and Gemaras were walking through the Beit HaMikdash, and they started to cry, and Rabbi Kiva started to laugh. Because Rabbi Kiva knew in everything bad what the good was in it. That's called to know Klod the Midrash for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first man Yom says Moshe asked for this, and the first man said Moshe got it. That Akash Baruch Hu answered him. He told him Benosam Loi Shenemar Hadiyani Noyes Ruachecha. Almost on a Rebbeinu Shlom. This Neimah Yet Tzadik the Toiv Loi. It's Moshe Akashes. How come sometimes for Tzadik it's good, of the Yet Tzadik for Raloi? Sometimes the Tzadik is bad. So Pashas doesn't look nice. The guy's a Tzadik. How come he's having is there an ancient? And for kid, yesh rosha b'tevle. Sometimes you have a rosha, and punk b'tevle, you have a good mouth, and everything's going good for him. The yesh rosha v'ralloi. Sometimes you have a rosha, and the rosha is best for him. So that was the kasha, if you want to know the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do we see in everything that happens, why Hashem is doing it? Amaloi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered back, Amaloi Moshe. I'll give you an answer. Tzadik v'tevloi. A tzadik, everything goes good for him. That's a tzadik ben tzadik. His father is also tzadik. Tzadik v'ralloi. Tzadik ben Rasha. Since his father was a Rasha, sometimes he'll get an Einish also. Rasha v'toivloi means Rasha ben Tzadik. The father was a Tzadik, he always gets good. Rasha v'raloi is Rasha ben Rasha. Well, some say there's not the Maskana, some say there's not the Emes of Shad. But there's one Shad HaKadosh Baruch Hu has answered back to Moshe some type of clue to how HaKadosh Baruch Hu does his Midas. Right? Omama. Tzadik v'toivloi, how come a Tzadik is always good? That's a tzaddik ben tzaddik. Tzaddik v'raloi, sometimes is best for tzaddik, tzaddik ben rosha. Because the Gemara Eini, v'oksiv, poikir oven, ovois, ha'avonim. One pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the ovois, the sin of the father on the children. V'oksiv, another pasuk says, u'bonim lo yumsu al ovois. V'kair, the children don't die because of the father's avarice. Because the Gemara reminim kroi adon, the pasukim asiris. One pasuk says there's an einish for the son because of his father. The next pasuk says no, the children don't get an einish from the father. Well, Meshnina, parents of the pasukim are like this. Lakashim, hokish oischin maitei avodayim b'yodayim. When the son does the same type of chatoim the father does, then the son will get an einish for the father's chatoim also. Hokish oischin maitei avodayim b'yodayim. When the son doesn't do the chatoim of the father, then he will not get the einish the father gets. Yeah. So according to the kasha is though, you see well, even a tzaddik, ben rosha, if he doesn't do what his father does, he shouldn't get an einish. So why do you say it's rabbi? It shouldn't be bad for him. Abi, he's a tzaddik. Even though his father was a rosha, he's not doing what his father did. So he shouldn't get an einish. Elazat marhochi komalei. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered back to Moshe. Tzaddik v'toivloi means tzaddik gomer. A tzaddik gomer only is good for you. Unless the Eibushter Mal gives him Yisroom Shalava.
tzaddik v'raloi, that means tzaddik shein gomer. He's a tzaddik, but not 100%, so he'll get his einish. That's what can't be said. Molot nicha, the tzaddik should get his einish, but elam hazeh, that elam abo, he'll only get the tzaddik. Rosha v'toiv loi means Rosha shein gomer. He's not a ganz, in Rosha. The male of the midr is, I call Kodesh Baruch Hu, let the Rosha have all his tzaddik in this world. Today, the elam abo, he'll get no tzaddik. But I call upon him, he can't be so bitter. Mashen ken Rosha v'raloi. A Rosha that only gets bad, it means he's a Rosha gomer. He's so bad that he has no scar at all. So even on this world he gets no scar. Namely, it's only Raloi for him on this world. So I call upon him, what this territory is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe some clues how he's naik. The Gemara plegi the Reb Meir. But did this man the Yama Dings the Khan Reb Meir? The Yama Reb Meir shtayim nosnuloi v'yachas le nosnuloi. As Reb Meir says, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not answer back to Moshe the third Shiloh. As like we said, Moshe did not have this chokhmah to know the drachm of Hashem. He didn't know why Hashem does this and does that. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "V'chanoisias asherochen afal pi shein hogin." Hey, samol the Eibushdas Rachmanas gives chanun, gives kindness to person, even though you don't deserve it. V'richamtias asherachim mit afal pi shein hogin. There's no klolim why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is knowing like this. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu has midas rachmah for no reason. And Sam, he has Rachmanas on you. What are the klolim? His Moshe did not know. The Sam, this lashon of Apple P Shein Hogin, the Basil Akim, that's the Mabit, he has old Shar Tzvila, he goes to the Maz beginning of Davening. He says the whole Yisrael Tzvila is on this pasuk really. Apple P Shein Hogin. We chamti meet Apple P Shein Hogin. We daven to Hashem, sometimes get the chutzpah. Who are we to daven to Hashem? We do bad things and we're bad. How could we ask Hashem to do good to us? Because this posting. There's a meat of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, even though we don't deserve it, still he has Rachmanis on us. And that's all Koyach HaTzfilah. We daven to Hashem of this posting. Even though we don't deserve it, still heal us. Give us Panasa. Do this. We don't deserve it. There's a meat of Rachmanis from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's what we daven for. Right? The next
now the posting says, by Yomer, Loi Sucha Lirus as Ponai, I can't see your face. So Tony, we learn like this, Tony Mishmed Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcho, that Kach Omele HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu said back to Moshe Rabbeinu, Keshe Rotzisi Loi Rotzis, or Rotzisa, when I wanted to show myself to you by the snare, you did not want to look. Achshav now, Sha'at to write enough that you want to look at me, and he writes, I don't want to let you see me now. Rashi says, Keshe Rotzisi means by snare. Laris Rasha Shinema says now, Vayista Moshe Ponav over there, I mean Moshe didn't want to look, says Moshe hid his face. And the Mora says, really this is a pligi the Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachman Yazin on Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachman Yom Rabbi Yonasin. That Yom Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachman Yom Rabbi Yonasin, that Vizchar Sholos Zochle Sholos, because of three things, Moshe Rabbeinu was also Zochle for three things. That Vizchar, because of this pasuk of Vayista Moshe Ponav, that Moshe did not look by the snare, Mashmi was a schus for something good that he did. It was Zoch, he was Zoch, a cluster upon him. That he was Zoch to have a cluster upon him.
His Makarish Baruch who came to Moshe in the snare, lay with Tisa Shinemam, Vayista Moshe upon him. Moshe held back his face and looked at the snare. So first one, Yemet says, it was like a little tainer. Why didn't you, Moshe, look at me? The next one, Yemet says, no, it was a schus. O pligi the Rashid, Rebbe Yeshua ben Kochom, Shemanisho Yakach, you say Moshe got an einish because he didn't look. So the other Akach, Ad Rabbi Shmuel, Shoma Kibul Schar Ozer, Pufaket, he says Moshe got schar for this. The cast upon him, he korven or upon him. It's Munas Hashem Yabud, Zemaro Achurim. That's to see the back of Hashem Kash, and then the Tifri Kesha Shafilim, Niachuruvu, Yamunel Kashabruchim Niachfilim. And because Moshe was Zoicha to see Hashem. Hey, the Tzmunat Hashem Yabit means Moshe was able to see Hashem. And we said before, Moshe saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kesher Shot Filim. Right, if I see Reisiyas Kapai, I'll take away my hand. Reisiyas Achor, you'll see my back. That's what Hashem told Moshe. Omer Al-Khama Ba Disney, Omer Al-Shimin Chassidah, Malami, Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Kesher Shot Filim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe the back of his head, that means the Kesher Shot Filim. Exactly what it means, where Hashem wears it and what, we don't understand, but there was some need that Moshe saw the Kesher Shot Filim. V'yom Rav Yechim Mishrim Rav Yehti, Kol Diba V'Diba Shiyotin Afi HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Toiva. Whenever Hashem sends something L'Toiva, Afilu Al Tanai,
even though there are conditions when it will be good, loy chozer boy. Even if it's noyim anat mekayim, Hashem is never chozer. It always he does it. Minola mi Moshe, Rabbeinu. Shenemar heres mi meinu liashmidom. Like Rosh Bruch Arayim Lekai Yisrael Bar Yegul, he said, come Moshe, I'm going to kill our Klai Yisrael, v'yes oishu l'goy, and otzum, and I'll make you for the Am Yisrael. So afagav, the boy Moshe rachmi Allah demilso botlo, even though Moshe was mispalo, v'yachal Moshe, and he got our Kodesh Baruch Hu to be Moshe Klai Yisrael, and he didn't kill them, afilu hochi ukmei bizari. Still, Moshe's kids was oishu to be a goy godo. Shenemar v'nei Moshe gershom v'eliezer, it says, v'yiv v'nei Eliezer v'chavya harosh, v'nei v'chavya rabba l'malo. It says, how many kids did Rechavya, that was the grandson of Moshe, l'malo, rabba l'malo, tremendous amount. The Tony Rav Yosef, l'malo mishishim rebuya, more than 600,000 kids, that's what came out of him. And so from Moshe's kids alone came out na'am like Klai Yisrael. Ask you Rabbi Rabbiya, k'siv ocha rabba l'malo, k'siv osim, v'nei Yisrael, poro v'yishrasu v'yirbu. And by Klai Yisrael, we know they had Shishim Rebuya.